Kwabana mabhayibheli ngicela sifunde incwadi yokuqala kaThimotheu. Sifunda isahluko sesine. Sifunde siqale evesini noma sifunde ivesi lodwa leshumi nambili.
We read together out of 1 Timothy chapter 4:12.
Kufundeka kanje, makungabi bikho muntu odelela ubusha bakho. Kepha yiba isibonelo kwabakholwayo ngezwi, nangenkambo, nangothando, nangokukholwa, nangokuhlanzeka.
Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, and in faith. Shall we pray? Lord, this is your word that we are reading. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you in heaven would translate this word to us.
Wena Nkosi owazi isidingo sayo nalowo nokulangazelela kwenhliziyo yalo nalowo olalele. Ngiyacela Nkosi ukuba uhlangabezane nathi.
Lord, you who know each one's needs and desires, may you meet each one.
Amen.
Amen.
Kafishane nginalelizwi elibekekile enhlizweni yami.
Shortly, there is this word that has been put on my heart.
Lapho Paul eluleka uTimotheo.
Where Paul is advising Timothy.
Ngingathi kungamazwi ajwayelekile kodwa lapho ngwafunda aba isibusiso enhlizweni yami.
It might be common words that we know, but to me they blessed me.
Makungabikho muntu odelela ubusha bakho. Kepha yiba isibonelo kwabakholwayo ngezwi nangenkambo nangothando nangokukholwa nangokuhlanzeka.
Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity.
Umpostoli Paulu uma ekhuluma noTimotheu akamthumeli ukuba ayoba isibonelo noma akamlulekeli ukuthi abe isibonelo kwabangakholwa kodwa uthi yiba isibonelo kubo abakholwayo.
The Apostle Paul instructs and advises Timothy that he must be an example, but not to the unbeliever, but to the believers.
Lapho ngifunda le ndaba ngaba nokuvumelana enhlizweni yami ngathi uPaul wayebamba imfihlakalo ngoba kaningi thina abantu abasha siyathanda ukuthi siphume siyogqama noma sizama ukuveza ukukholwa kwabangakholwa kodwa impilo yethu lapho siphila khona nabakholwayo ingacaca ingaveli ukuthi siphila kanjani.
And Paul has grabbed hold of a secret here, because often we as young people, we want to go out in the world, we want to be an example to the people out there, and in the end our actions do not reflect that.
Angazi noma ngenxa yokujwayela emasontweni noma esontweni esikulo umuntu aphile noma ikanjani kodwa uPaul uthi wena Timotheo yiba isibonelo kwabakholwayo.
I don't know if it's maybe just the way that we get used to things, so that even in the churches where we are we just live as we want to, but here we find Paul saying be an example.
Uthi ba isibonelo kwabakholwayo ngenkambo yakho ube isibonelo kuba laba bakholwayo babone ukuthi umntwana kaNkuluNkulu umuntu ohlangene noJesu uhamba kanjani.
You need to be an example to the believers in conduct, the way that you how you behave, it must be an example to the believers.
Abantu abasha ivangeli lithukiwe lahlanjalazwa ngenxa yabantu abasha abangamphileli uNkulunkulu abaphile enye impilo uma bephambi kwabazalwane baphile enye impilo uma besebesezweni.
Young people, the gospel has been mocked by other people because of young people who live the way that they want to in the world.
Uma esesontweni uhlika ihlizandla athi praise God ayibongwe inkosi aphumele ngaphandle akhulume lonke izinto ezungcola ahlanganyele nezwe limfanele futhi uma esekulona izwe.
You sit in church, you raise your hands and you say praise God. But when you are in the world, you speak all different kinds of filth.
Kodwa mhlambe ngisho kude namhlanje ivangeli lihlanjalazwa abantu abangakholwa ngoba bebona abantu abakholwayo besendlini yenkonzo indlela abaphila ngayo nabaziphatha ngayo besendlini yenkonzo.
People of this world, they mock the gospel. They laugh at God because of the youth, the way that they live within their churches.
Impilo abayiphila behlabelela, bedumisa uNkulunkulu, befakaza besendlini yesonto. Athi umuntu ongakholwa athi ungcono umqwayizi kunalento engiyibona endlini yesonto.
But people, young people, they are singing, praising God, doing all different kind of things in the church. But they say, we see their lives, and we do not want that.
Indlela abagqoka ngayo abantu abasha, besilisa nabesifazane, ikhomba ukungakholwa, ikhomba abantu abasemgaqweni, abaqwayizayo, kodwa bekhonza uNkulunkulu. Athi umpostoli uPaul, wena Timotheo, yiba isibonelo.
The way that you dress, it looks as if you are prostitutes in this church, but Paul says to Timothy, be an example to the believers.
Bayacula bamkhonza uNkulunkulu badumise. Uma bephuma bahagene kuhle kwonondindwa, bahamba behla benyuka, bathi bakhonza uNkulunkulu athi umuntu ongakholwa liphi ivangeli.
They are singing in church, praising God, and when they walk out the door, they are hugging each other and laughing. And the people say, where is this gospel from?
Baze bagqokise bathi hayi siyakhotshipha emva kokhotshipha kuvela izisu.
And then they excuse it and say, no, this is courtship. And after that, you start seeing tummies that are showing.
Bathi hayi sifunda iBhayibheli siyacobelelana. Abafana namantombazane bacobelelana ngevangeli emva kokucobelelana. Angazi ukuthi elinjani ivangeli elikhulelisa abantu.
They say, no, we come together because we want to share the gospel. Sharing the gospel after it's been shared in the church. What kind of gospel is this?
Kodwa wena Timotheo ngoba ngifuna ukuthi ube umntwana kaNkulunkulu oyisibonelo olwa kahle ukulwa kokukholwa yiba isibonelo ngenkambo kuba abakholwayo.
Timothy, I want you to be an example in this fight of faith. Be an example in the way that you conduct yourself.
Mtomusha lapho khona ubizela ukuba ulwe impi, impi enhle, impi yokholwa ngempilo iphila indlela oziphatha ngayo. Abantu babona ukuthi nanti iqhawe elilwipho kaNkuluNkulu.
Young person, you have been called to fight this good fight that people can look at you and say, this is the life that is called to God.
Lapha abanye abantu abasha bakhonza uNkulunkulu bephila betamasa ezonweni bemhlanganisa uNkulunkulu nezono kodwa bonakala umuntu omusha ozahlukanisela uNkulunkulu ukuthula ukulwa ukulokuhle kaNkulunkulu.
Where we find those young people that mix what is of God and what is of the world, but that you can stand and live that which God requires of us.
Uma ngabe usempini akubi mnandi kube obuthebelele kudliwe ushokoleti. Uma kusempini kusuye kusempini kungemnandi.
When you are in battle, it is not all just sweets, but it is hard.
Mhlambe kungenzeka ukhomanda mayenibonga nje ukuthi athi kunipho kumnanjana kodwa empini kaningi akaze kwabamnandi.
Maybe the commander, when you have won a battle, will give you something as a thank you, but being in battle is never something sweet.
Lokho kusho ukuthi izimpi zoba khona ivunguvungu zizoba khona mtomusha kodwa wena udinga ukuba uphikelele ulwe ulwa impi enhle impi yokukholwa.
Battles and storms, they will be there, but you as a young person, you need to fight the good fight of faith.
Lalela zizoba khona izimpi ezizovuka abantu abasha bangafuna ukugqoka uzodinga ukuphila phakathi kwabo kodwa kubonakala ukuthi wena unomgomo uhlangene noJesu usempini impi yokunqoba impi kaNkuluNkulu.
The storms will arise. You will find young people among you that do not want to dress in an appropriate way. But you need to stand firm even in that situation.
Lalela nsizwa kwakuqala lapha insizwa zayishela khona namhlanje intombi seziyayishelela. Kodwa insizwa ehlangene noJesu elwa impi bikaNkulunkulu izonqoba khona kunjalo bese kuthiwa nanti iqhawe likaNkulunkulu unqobile empini.
Where previously it was the men trying to woo the girls, and now the girls are wooing each other. But you need to stand firm that people can say, this is a hero who has stood for God. Where people say, what are you doing? You are just following the things of God, and they will mock you. But know this, that you need to stand firm. Whatever the clothes that they wear, whatever they say to you, you need to stand firm.
Alfunakali soshelu shokole tenibiliga, ukuthi hayi ngoba abantu benza kanje bazothini. Kufunakali qhawe lazi ukuthi ngisempini. Ukhomanda wamnakha akadinga kimi, uthe kumele kube kanje.
We don't need any chocolate soldiers. When the things get tough, that they melt. But that they stand firm and that they can stand for what their commander has told them to do.
And
if they want to partake of this gospel, they want to do it in a civilized way. But no, and they say the Lord only looks at the heart. It doesn't look at the outside. The Lord does look at the heart.
Kodwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu njengoba ngishile ekuqaleni. Wasibekela iqhawe lubaba umfundisi uSitekeni. Ongathi izwana ngikushoyo, othi bukani mina ukuthi ngiphila kanjani, uKristu uphilelwa kanjani.
And as I have referred to our hero of faith, Reverend Stegen, who has not said, don't just look at what I say, but look at my life, giving us the example to follow.
Abantu bashumayela uJesu pulpit aphume pulpit abe yizwe umusuthu uyakhuluma naye kodwa ngoba ubuthathayi yizwe ngikushoyo unganake engikwenzayo kodwa lo uNkulunkulu akasibekela yena sibuka yena silandela yena sibona uKristu empilweni yakhe.
People who preach at the pulpit and when they go outside they live another life. And you tell that person, what have you said? He said, no, don't look at my actions, look at my words. But the Lord has put this hero in front of us that we can follow his life.
Alandela sebenza naye okunamhlanje silandele inyathelweni zabo sibona uKristu ukuthi uphilelwa kanjani balibamba ivangeli bebancane belandele izinyathelweni bebeka indlebe ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini namhlanje sebengoba bathina singamadodana sifunda kubona.
And there were those who followed this hero who themselves became heroes of the faith. So that we can say, those are our fathers and we are their sons and we are able to follow that which the Lord has put before us.
Wakwenza lokhu ukuthwalalela uNkulunkulu namhlanje siproduct ezalwa yibo silandela kubona ngoba bengamaqhawe ayikhomba indlela angashonga ukuthi izwane ngikushoyo nilandele lokho engikushoyo ningabheke ngikwenzayo silandele ezinyathelweni zabo bephilela uNkulunkulu.
When we listen to Baba Dube preach here, when his father told him to do something, he said, Father, I cannot do it because God does not allow me. And even though the Bible says, obey your parents, it says so in the Lord. So that if we do that which the Lord says, then we have something we can follow. We don't need to go out and smoke and get drunk because there are those that were young among us that have now grown, and we can follow those examples.
Zazikhona inselelo nakubo kodwa bamphilela uNkulunkulu kuze kube namhlanje abakaze babheke emuva kodwa babheka phambili futhi ayifiphali nokuba igqama indlela kubo sibona ukuthi nakho uNkulunkulu uphilelwa kanje.
They also had challenges, things which they had to overcome, but they did overcome, and that fire is only growing more and more in their life, and that is what we can follow.
And
we can only follow and say, continue, may it get stronger, and that we are able to follow this in the Lord. Ladies, you can follow those examples of those who have walked before us, that were a Timothy of today, and that you are able to follow those examples. We who have had the privilege, as we are seated here, where Antomkhulu, she could share with us, the one who started these youth conferences, that we can eat of that which comes, that sweetness that we can grow in the Lord. This woman who was able to listen to what God said, and we are the fruit of these services, of these youth conferences. We now who are married, we have wives, we have children, and that is the fruit of what God gave us. We who were dead were made alive by them, by what God has given them, so much so that we are even able to stand here and preach, and not because we are proud, but because of that which God has given us.
Umbuzo ukuthi wena mntwana kaNkuluNkulu njengomuntu omusha uyamphilela uNkuluNkulu uyisona yini isibonelo ukuthi abantu babone ukuthi nanga umuntu ophikelelayo endleleni bafisa ukukha emva kwakho.
Young person, do you live a life so much so that people see you and they say, that is what I want. That is what I want to have a part of.
Ngivumelani hlobo ngikhuluma okusenhlizweni yami ngaleyo ndlela uNkulunkulu akakubeke ngayo ukuthi akungisiza ukukhuluma ngamaqhawe engawazi kodwa nanka amaqhawe ethu uNkulunkulu akawabekile phambi kwethu amphilelayo uNkulunkulu.
Forgive me, but let me share that which God has put on my heart as it is. We are following heroes, heroes who we can relate to.
Lalela thina sihlangana nezifungu fungu sifuna ukubaleka kodwa maqhawe aziyo ukuthi sisempini noma kusibizani sidinga ukuphikelela ayaphikelela sisemva kwawo.
We who meet up with storms so bad that we want to run away, but our heroes, they give us that encouragement that we can stay and continue in this good fight.
Siqeda iminyaka u-50 manje kule nyanga esikuyona le mishini yaqala noma yafika la kule ndawo ekuyona amaqhawe lokayikhomba yonke le minyaka zangajika bheke emuva Na abantu esingakwazi ukulandela kubo sibone abantu abasho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukumgcina umuntu omusha amgcina azaphumelele.
And you who are there at home and you meet up with the storm and then you say, well, this is too much for me, and then you forsake the faith. This month we are celebrating 50 years that the mission has been here at KwaZulu-Abantu, and we have and they have stood, and the Lord's work is continuing through all the storms that are coming.
Leyombona babena yongaka bibikho mina uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nabo ukhuluma nabo kuze kube namhlanje lokho uNkulunkulu akwambulile kuhamba kube njengalokho uNkulunkulu ekushilo silishiye leli vangeli siyojoyina abantu abaphuphile abathi aliqhubeke leli vangeli kobe sisangena emakhanda.
Those visions that they had, that they are still following, those visions that were there before I was even born, and they are continuing because the Lord said it will be like this. Now we follow those people. We don't want to go and follow those people who have left and have their own visions.
Now mtomdalo sekhaya mzalo khona. Na babazali bethe enkosini ungumzalo njani kubantwana bakho babili mhlambo nabo noma bathathu noma bayihlanu kodwa nampa abazali abazela inkumbi simi singofakazi sitrithwa njengeingane ezifanayo siphilele uKristu ndawonye.
You parents there, how many children have you got that you are looking after? Maybe 2 or 3, but we have our spiritual parents here who lead us, we who are many, and they are showing us the way.
Bantu abasha siyaziqhayisa ngaleli vangeli esalifundiswayo noma abanye abantu behlupheka kulo kodwa thina lingamandla kaNkulunkulu. Indlela esigqoka ngayo asiboshelwe emthethweni, indlela esenza ngayo izinto asiboshelwe emthethweni, kodwa ukhomanda omkhulu osezulwini uyo sikhomanda ukuthi asenzini.
Do we find life in this gospel that we get? The way that we dress, it is not a burden to us. It comes naturally because our commander who is up in heaven is showing us the way.
Asidingi ukuyolandela abantu abahlulekayo ukumphilela uNkulunkulu befuna ukuzimatanisa. Asifuni ukuyofana nabantu abancikayo, kodwa sifuna ukuphilela uNkulunkulu yena yedwa.
We don't want to follow those who compromise, those who do things that the way they want to do. We want to do it God's way.
Lokho esikuphilayo kuyilokho ukhomanda wethu osezulwini osilungiselelayo usuku nosuku ukuthi silwe impimpe enhle impi yokukholwa silalela yena senza lokho akakushoyo.
The way we live as our commander up in heaven who daily prepares the way for us that we can live and do that which he wants us to do.
Uma sinoqonda ukuthi emva kwalempi sidinga ukuma phambi kaCommander sizilande ngalokho esikwenzile besiyoba ngabantu abaqaphele kangakanani ekulweni kwethu kokomoya.
And if we realize that after everything we need to stand before our commander in heaven, we would be very careful how we would step.
Noma umfundisi wakho noma umphathi wabashe esontweni lakho ewaxegisa amabhawodi athi hayi sikhululekile ivangeli lafika lazosikhulula kodwa uma likhululele entweni zasezweni liphuphile lelo vangeli ukhomanda omkhulu wasezulwini sisazoma phambi kwakhe.
Whether it be your preacher, your youth leader, if they loosen the screws and say no, not so much, and if it is going towards the things of this world, then I want nothing to do with that.
Hayi uNkulunkulu afike ukuthi sikhombise ukuthi singabakhululekile sibhenge esontweni kwilapho sijabula khona. Liphuphile ngiyalibonga lelo. Ngiyalithanda leli likaCommander omkhulu uKhomandawo sezulwini.
If your gospel brings you into church so that you can feel good and that you can do as you want to, I do not want that gospel. I want the gospel that comes from our commander up in heaven.
Kodwa wena Timotheo iba isibonelo kwabakholwayo ngenkambo ngezwi ngisho nangokuhlanzeka.
And you Timothy, be an example to the believers in conduct, in love, in faith and in purity.
Hayi ukuhlanzeka nje kwangaphandle kodwa ngaphakathi kube kubolile.
Not a cleansing on the outside, but inside it is rotten. The purifying of the inside, the person on the inside.
Njoba simla phambi kwenu nani emakhaya lapho nikhona neqiniso lokuthi lona lo muntu sekadlulile ebhavu wageza wadlungiselela elungisa umuntu wangaphandle kodwa uPawulu uthi Timotheo yiba isibonelo ngenhlanzeko ngisho ingaphakathi lakho lihlanzeke ngoba uma kuhlanzeke ngaphakathi nokuphuma emlonyeni kuzoba ngokuhlanzekileyo.
As we stand here, and I'm sure you who are at home have also cleansed yourself, bathed, but the Bible says that the inside also needs to be cleansed so that this purity of God can be in it.
Kulempi esilwayo yokholwa ngabe silalela bani silwa ngendlela leyo ukhomandwa sezwini akasitshele ngayo na.
In this fight of faith, are we fighting in the way that our commander up in heaven has instructed us?
Lalela labo khomana njanyana bakhona basazoma phambi kaNkuluNkulu bazilande. Uma ulalele bona wangabeka indlebe kuNkuluNkulu maye kuwe.
These small commanders who are leading us here, they one day also have to stand before the ultimate God. And they need to account for their ways. It will be a great woe on that day when the commander up in heaven says we have not lived the way that he has wanted us to live. But today, we have been encouraged, we have been called to live in the way that the Lord has called us to live. Thank you, young people, for the service that we have heard. There's a song that says, young people, we have a gospel that straightens our way. It washes us from our sins. Rather forsake it and leave it than to take it and crumple it up. And that is why we have grown up the way that we have grown up, because this gospel straightened our ways. Allow God to convict you, to straighten your ways, be it in song or in word.
Paul umpostoli wayeqondisa indodana yakhe yokomoya ethi iba isibonelo ngokuhlanzeka futhi nokuthi ube isibonelo kubantu abasha ngisho kwabakholwayo ube isibonelo.
And Paul was instructing his young son in the faith to tell him to be an example to the youth, to be an example to the people of faith. May there not be one who despises you, your youth. And that is that good fight of the faith, that no one despises your youth.
Angathi ngalezi inkonzo nawe ngasho njalo uthi uNkulunkulu ngisize. Kungabikho odelela ubusha bami njengoba manje ngiyizizwa lezi inkonzo.
And may it be that as we are listening to these services, that no one says, may you despise your youth as you are listening to the services.
Kwenye indawo kuthiwa bambisisa lokho onakho.
In another place it says, cling on to that which you have.
Ngamanye amazwi lo Jesu osumtholile ungabe usamdedela.
In other words, that Jesus that you have found, do not let go of him. Those who can't see me, but as you take and you grab that and your fists are together, how you hold on to it.
Uma ngabe leli evangeli walithola libambisisa ungalidedeli.
When you have received this gospel, cling on to it. Do not let go.
Uminyoni ifake ezandleni uyigoqilila umukwa ipitshisa nje iyafa.
If you have a small bird in your hand, if you squash it too hard, it will die.
Manje naweke ubuntombi bakho noma ubunsizwa bakho musu budedela bubambisise noma lenkolo esitholile ibambisise ungayidedeli.
Your purity that you have, hold on to it, cling on to it. This gospel, cling on to it.
Ebusuku ngithintekile.
Last night I was blessed.
Ngibona abantwana baka Israel indlela ababeyithoba ngayo kujenerali wabo.
When I saw how the children of Israel, how they humbled themselves before their general.
Ngibona beyithoba ngisho enkosini yabo ngendlela ababeguqa ngayo.
And how they respected their king the way that they knelt down.
Ngibona uDavid lapho ekhuluma nabafowabo ekhuluma nojenerali eguqa ngamadolo.
When David, speaking to his brothers and the general, was down on his knees. And we Zulus, we have followed them in that. It is not a burden to kneel down before your king. And our wives, they even bow down to us. And I realize that we have really grasped hold of this. And if you pray a deep prayer, you don't just sit on your seat. You go down on your knees and you bring it to God.
Nanto ke ivangeli basho esiphoselwa lona kulezi insuku linqake.
This is the gospel that has been given to us, young people. Grab hold of it.
Libambe ungabusadedela zimbi izinto namhlanje.
Hold on to it. Never let go. Things are very bad in the world.
Umulaleli redo bayabulalana besilisa babulala besifazana besifazana babulala besilisa eglalezi insuku bulala ingane neminyaka emithathu.
On the radio we hear how men murder women, women murder men, and even 3-year-old children get murdered.
USathane namhlanje uyasebenza ngabantu besilisa nabesifazane liyachitheka nje igazi zimbi izinto nohulumeni akazi uzokwenza njani.
The devil is working through men and women. Things are terrible.
Kodwa mangabe silibambile leli vangeli ngeke zize zenzeke lezo zinto ngoba sino Jesu.
But if we grab hold of this gospel, things like that will not happen because we have Jesus in us.
Namhlanje sinamahloni ukuthi awungwesi umuntu onsundu nawe uthatheka ngalondlela ukuthi umbulali kanti osethela uJesu akanjalo.
And you might be ashamed of your race. The people will look at you and say you're a murderer, but if you have Jesus in your heart, you are not like that.
Hayi yamkhumbula undodana la efika ukuthi
I remember how the son of Babantlabati, when he came, what a trouble he was.
And
when they came to Reverend Stegen and they said, oh, so and so, he is troubling us.
And
he said, oh, I don't know that. And the way he said, oh yeah, I don't know that.
In
a very humble and nice way, he said it like
that. And in my
heart, I sent out a prayer and I said, Lord, help this young man. And the Lord heard that
prayer.
The Lord used even Saul as the way he was troubling the congregation. And these children were troubling in an amazing way. And And we didn't realize that he was a weapon that God would use. He is able to go and preach even to schools.
Lapho shumayela hey siyabusiseka ngaye nalabo nalapho ehamba khona bayabusiseka ngaye kanti uza nje la sezombamba unyaza phenduke.
And the way that he preaches, we are blessed the way that he does things. And when he came here the first time, that lightning struck him and changed him.
Lapho ehamba khona asina mahloni ngevangeli atholile.
And there where he goes, we are not ashamed about the gospel which he received.
Namanje usahamba kulona leli evangeli loqondiswa bantu abasha.
And even now, young people, he walks in the same gospel that straightens your ways.
Uma ufuna ukukhula ngokomoya, vuma ukuthi uqondiswe njengoba lisho leli culo waqamba lo muntu waqambayo.
And if you want to grow in the faith, be prepared to be helped and changed. The one who composed this song knew what they were speaking about.
Ufane nomuntu ohlungwayo, yazi umuntu uma uhlunga, uhlunga, usika uthena uthena ukhala amanzi, uvuze, uvuze, uvuze.
Being like a tree that is pruned. And as it is pruned, there are those tears of liquid that go down. And thereafter, there are amazing fruits.
And you
who have been helped spiritually, thereafter you have the sweet feeling in your heart, and then there are the fruit that follow.
Uthi mangabikho umuntu odelela ubusha bakho umuntu omusha nawe ke nangenhlanzeko nangesibonelo kwabakholwayo bonke abakholwayo yiba isibonelo lapho khona.
And you young person, may no one despise your youth. May you be an example to the believers in the way that you live.
Nangokugqoka kwakho nangezenzo zakho nangokuhamba kwakho kungabonakali wagqoka.
In the way that you dress, in the way that you act, in the way that you are, that people see when you dress, not that they say, oh, there goes the peacock. And then people say, well, that's not the same person. He says he's the believer, but now it is different. Shall we pray? Our Lord, we thank you for the word that we have received this morning. It builds us, Lord. Putting us in the way how we should walk. Even someone who is old already must know that may no one be ashamed of my faith. Being an example to the believers. And in purity, Lord.
As
the song says, Lord, we need to be straightened. We need to be cleansed of our sins that we can be an example at all times.
Elinye ivangeli leli lisiqondisayo Nkosi nelisigezayo ezonweni zethu.
This is an amazing gospel, Lord, that changes us, that cleanses us of our sins.
Esalemukelayo salivuma ngaye Nkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
That we accepted and proclaimed through our Lord Jesus.
Sizeke Nkosi Jesu noma sisemakhaya sizingane sivuma ukuqondiswa ukuze sikhule ngoba Nkosi uthi
and help us, Lord, even as children, there where we are at home. May you help us, as the Bible tells us, that our days will be made many, Lord, if we obey our parents.
Amen.
Amen.